This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Tracy Walder right now about the Daybell case. Tracy, former FBI, CIA agent. It's been a interesting case, to say the least, to follow and listen to this testimony. I'm just going to open it up because there's so many points that we could bring up. What's been standing out to you thus far?
I would say, you know, the two things which I'm sure are standing out probably to everyone is the phone call that she had from jail with her sister.
Yeah.
You know, in which she kind of made that, I don't consider it a spontaneous utterance, but I know some people are, where she said, oh, that was months ago. You know, when she, people are saying, oh, that says that, you know, she murdered them. I don't think that says that she murdered them, but I do think what that says is that she knew that they were no longer. If that makes any sense. So if anything, she could get caught in that lie. And then obviously, I think the part that's really upsetting to people is you know, how the kids died. You know, the first one, I mean, JJ is the same age as my daughter. And, you know, the fact that his hands were bound with duct tape, he was bruised and had a plastic bag over his head. I mean, that's a very violent. He was clearly trying to fight back. And then they can't even find a cause of death for Tylee because her body was so mutilated and burned. I mean, it's really horrific.
Sure.
When you think about these things. So I'd say those are the two things that are standing out. Also, the fact that Lori Vallow, she obviously there's not cameras in the courtroom, but what I'm reading is that she changes her demeanor like very quickly. On one hand, you know, she's smiling, almost smirking, but then they show autopsy photos and she's looking down. It's very disturbing.
It is. I mean, it's clearly someone who is not mentally well in any shape or form. What really stood out to me about that phone call is Lori is known for being a very good manipulator and getting people to do what she wants or think about her in certain ways until it came out that, you know, their kids are dead in the backyard. But prior to that, she was pretty good at that. And what I heard in that phone call was no manipulation whatsoever. It was very much just a, yeah, and they're dead. You know, pretty much not a, oh, honey, I don't know how it happened. This is horrible. I'm, you know, but we heard those things, like you were saying, well, that happened months ago. I need to find happiness too. That's why I was on the beach. You know, that sort of thing. And it was
I need this. And that was very upsetting. I agree with you.
I mean, obviously a very narcissistic human being, but the ability to flip it back and forth so quick, also very disturbing. What of the testimony has stood out to you from the FBI and such? Because there's been a lot of evidence that has been presented. A lot of things that sometimes I think some of us who are obviously not in law enforcement and such, you know, may go over our heads a little bit, but what were some of the things that were very interesting to you with some of the testifying that was going on there?
I don't have anything in particular. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think obviously the tool expert, I think a tool expert took the stand. It was either earlier today. I don't remember. I apologize.
No, sure.
And really the tool expert is talking about the damage to Tylee and being, you know, very graphic about that. So that was obviously upsetting. But I think one of the interesting things and something that actually stood out to me when I read the transcripts of it is I take this case with how law enforcement handled it. So I'm talking about state police, local police, and then the FBI. And then I look at like the Murdaugh case. And in this case, everything was handled in a much more proper way. Mm-hmm. Evidence was collected correctly. You know, it doesn't seem to me that the collection of evidence was missed, although I know they made a big deal about not swabbing the inside of JJ's nose, which that was not a smart comment on the defense's part, but it really actually juxtaposed those two cases, in my opinion. And it's going to be very difficult for the defense to sort of poke holes in that, if you will, because really that's why the FBI is taking the stand, right? That is why. It's because the defense wants to try to show they didn't collect this properly. Therefore, this is a point we can't consider. I mean, that really is the whole point. of them taking this. And they're not adding anything necessarily that we don't already know. Mm-hmm. And they're not really able to do that as a result of this, which I think is good.
Why did it take so long for Lori and Chat to be arrested? After all, they had their children not accounted for about 5 months, roughly. And there was a search going on for them. There was no part from them trying to assist in that search. If anything, they were holding it back by not talking to people. If your children are missing for 5 months, you've not produced them. All you've done is made excuses and said they're over here, they're over there. Why did it take so long to build a case to arrest them or at least detain them in some way, shape, or form and force them to produce the children short of 5 months?
I think that that's a good question. I think that ultimately they wanted to be able to indict both of them for premeditated murder and nothing less. I don't think that they wanted to entertain the idea of anything other than that. Mm-hmm. I believe that they were, in my opinion, that they were probably having trouble locating the bodies. And so that becomes difficult, right? Mm-hmm. And then also, and I think the FBI agent, testified to this either earlier today or yesterday, they were having trouble pinpointing Daybell and Ballo's bones, exactly in the location where the bodies were found. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't give them this, you know, proverbial smoking gun, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think they couldn't find the evidence that they needed right at, you know, that moment when the children went missing. And you also have to remember, too, it took a minute for the children to be reported missing.
Yeah.
Right. Because that didn't happen right away. People weren't necessarily inquiring, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. But people weren't inquiring. And so we have to remember that time right past. And so it really, in my opinion, doesn't seem, the 5 months doesn't seem that long to build a case like this. They could have arrested her immediately when the children were missing, right? For being a negligent parent. You know, those are things you can absolutely arrest someone for. Mm-hmm. But I also think that they wanted to build a case for premeditated murder. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they waited as long as they did.
That part is just baffling to me on it. I mean, if you or I, our children, we just, you know, you have family, like, how are the kids doing? And they're just not seeing them or hearing from them. And you're like, they're over there, they're over there. After a while, I mean, and the grandparents, Larry and Kay Woodcock, were calling. They were saying there's something wrong here. The kids, she's not showing them. We're not hearing from them. I can't imagine I would be a free man very long if my daughter was suddenly missing and I was not giving any valid excuse that could be looked into to actually find her.
I don't think that you're wrong per se,
yeah,
but I think the sad part is, and I'm not trying to throw them under the bus, but you know, Child Protective Services is a rather slow moving agency. And that's who would have originally been alerting.
Sure.
Right. Because this would have been a child welfare issue first.
Sure.
And yeah, you would have been a free man for a little bit. Right. But you have to remember, they're going to inquire with you first. They're not going to necessarily just take the word of grandparents. Right. Mm-hmm. And so if you gave them no reason to doubt it, then, you know, maybe nothing was done. It's hard to say. I don't know how, if CPS was involved, although that would be an interesting thing to figure out, to be completely honest with you.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Tracy Walder, former FBI CIA agent, thank you so much for your insight on this topic today. Greatly appreciated. My name's Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the case as we have it for you right here. Stay with us.